And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all are talking about this show. Whew. I mean, it goes from like Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the border from there to what we get to call, once again, Fort Benning. That's right. And then, oh, by the way, big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. You know, it's really something. Just this morning, I was actually, what I love is when I meet ruffians everywhere. The other night I'm out for dinner. I meet a ruffian just out of the blue who listens to us, live streaming all the time, like daily, in his shop. He's a jeweler and he sits in the back working on the jewelry pieces and has it on. Just this morning I'm in court. And I won't say who, but the bottom line is somebody who I was in the courtroom with says, hey, by the way, listen to the show. Very cool. I mean, it's like I love running into people like that daily.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. It's an honor, too. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it or call it, same number for both. A couple of them I'll get right now. Shane from Lacey Springs heard us talking about, you know, the fact that we've been dealing with YouTube. Love you, YouTube. Anyway, Dan Bongino, says Shane from Lacey Springs. Dan Bongino left YouTube during the COVID era because they were trying to ban him for saying masks don't work. I'd rather watch y'all on Rumble. Love the show. Thank you. Says, love the show, brother. Thank you. Appreciate you, Shane, very much.
And we are on Rumble also.
And we are on Rumble.
Yep.
Yep, we are on Rumble. We're on Rumble, X, Facebook, YouTube, and our website.
Yep. All over the place.
I nailed it. Okay, good. Jeff Rowe from Indiana says, my daughter sent this to me to send to you. Kind of says a lot. It's Ecclesiastes 10, 2 through 3. The heart of the wise inclines to the right, but the heart of the fool to the left. Even as fools walk along the road, they lack sense and show everyone how stupid they are. Oh, that part's not scripture. Okay. yes, indeed. And I love that verse. And tell her thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate it. Very apropos. Gary from Decatur says, I don't think the Democrats are just being dumb, are dumb to be dumb. They're using their safe voting districts filled with the party's rogues gallery of representatives to show their illegal constituents. She's saying how far they will continue to go to get their endorsements and illegal votes. Maybe so. I mean, they may be playing to their base. I don't know. But in a little while, we'll talk about some of what happened in the last couple of days. And I'll be honest with you. It's hard to... it's hard to do what your constituents need when you're in jail. Just saying. And they need to have the book thrown at them. John from Huntsville, Phil, spectacular monologue. And I don't know about smoked meatloaf, but grilled meatloaf is absolutely delicious. I trust you on that.
I bet any meatloaf is delicious.
I'm going to say yes. is it also, did you hear the stocks are soaring today because Trump and China came to an agreement on tariff reductions? I did. By the way, JP, so far the bump music is amazing.
Thank you, John.
Whoop, whoop.
We got a vote of approval.
Yeah, give some applause there. Can we have some applause on the new bump music? Thank you very much. JP, retooling the manner and means by which we bring this show to you. So, by the way, that brings up a point. I've got dippers, but we still got news. There are, I mean, it's almost like, in fact, I even heard Dana Perino say this morning while I was driving in. She made the comment, last week every day was like just the same old news. This week, it's like you can't keep up. It's only Monday morning. So many things have happened in the last, I don't know, 8 hours. First of all, on an amazing moment, we just had the last American hostage being held by Hamas in Gaza released. Would you find his last name for me? It's Eitan, and I forgot his last name, and I hate that, but he was just released. What's his name?
Alexander is his last name.
Eitan Alexander. Okay, great. Well, praise God, he has been released. I saw the video where his mother got to speak to him on the phone, and they're going to be reunited here shortly. That's a big deal, and I'm thankful. And Trump made the point, now we want the rest of them out, and if you can't bring them out alive, we at least want their bodies so that they can have closure and not keep going through this. The whole thing is just amazing to me. The other thing we had was it was announced yesterday that the Trump negotiation team has negotiated with China in sufficient fashion for Trump to announce this morning he is able to reduce the 145% tariffs that we have on China down to the baseline. Remember, the baseline is 10%. Everybody gets 10% no matter what. And then after that, you get a measurable increase based upon who you are and what your trade deficit with the U.S. is. Well, the U.S. stocks just are going through the roof right now. Treasury Secretary Bessent said there's substantial progress on the talks with China. It's believed that we actually do have a decent trade deal brewing there with China. And I'll be honest with you, I thought China would be a little later in the game. And we're not done yet. Until they put ink on paper, it's not done. But I will say this, it is further along, and you don't see China denying this either. You don't see China coming out with a different narrative about the result. So right now, the stock market is soaring on the belief that Trump and his tariffs may have actually worked. This is a hoot.
And also today, Trump signed an executive order to bring down the price of prescription drugs drastically.
That's where I was headed next.
Yeah, I saw a meme of today we're going to see leftists come out saying that they're pro high prescription drug prices because they're against Trump so much. It's like how can they deny like this? That's something that they certainly can't deny.
So let's see, hostages are getting released.
Yep.
Zelensky and Putin also had a meeting, they're scheduled to have a meeting
Thursday.
That wasn't happening before.
Nope.
And we don't know what'll come of it. I'm not going to try and predict outright success on day one. The fact that they're even getting together, you know, it's like dealing with anything else. Initiating the discussion is the very first part. And so that's happening. And then you've got the trade negotiations. He just announced the United Kingdom, just a few days ago?
Yep, last week.
And we're looking at possibly India very soon behind. China, we're announced, has major progress, and we expect to see ink on a deal sometime in the near future if it holds. And then, you know, other countries are lining up. We have like 130 different countries all lining up to do their own negotiations right now. Every day is a new adventure. And then, of course, the southern border is still secure, and the price of gas is down, and Democrats don't know which way's up.
Democrats are getting thrown in jail for doing insurrections at ICE facilities.
Speaking of which, I hope y'all have seen the video on this. So, you know what? I'm going to go out of order. I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to make an audible here. I've been always for 4 years. I have called for audio clips. JP, I'm calling for a video clip. All right. For those of y'all that are live streaming, it'll be up on the screen here momentarily. And for those of y'all that are just audio, you'll hear it and there'll be a bit of a ruckus, and I'll try to narrate as I can. But I want you to see what happens when three knucklehead, just absolute, I mean, first of all, you look at it and go, Democrats, is this the best you can do? You've got the son of the convicted Senator Bob Menendez. You've got the 80-year-old grandmother and, oh, by the way, mother of two convicted armed robbers. And then you've got the thug woman who is just like throwing her prodigious weight around trying to basically have her way with law enforcement, screaming the F word in their faces. By the way, we got to make sure this should be edited for sound on radio, but it should be. It should be.
Well, we got a dump button if it's not.
Well, you got a big red button over there that says, yeah, dump. But let's do it. Let's play that right now.
Owen MacGyver, I want to go back to some of the footage. We were looking at some, and I want our viewers to see that you are the woman in the red blazer as
yes,
we show
is.
Them. The DHS says that obviously that there were chaos, that maybe you were trespassing. You can talk about that. But the DHS also says that, in their words, you were body slamming an ICE officer. Is that what we're looking at? Is that what happened?
There she goes, right there. Elbowing in the back
no.
of the head.
I mean, I honestly do not know how to body slam anyone. There's no video that supports me body slamming anyone. As Congresswoman Bonnie Watson Coleman said, we were simply there to do our job, therefore oversight visit and what you're watching in a video, and we don't have all of the body cam, and we hope that all of the body cam is released.
Yeah, we do.
It was a very tense situation. It unfortunately did not have to be like that. They created that. confrontation. They created that chaos and then ultimately went to arrest the mayor of the largest city of New Jersey.
Just stop. If you're going to lie, at least try to make it a decent lie. I mean, like, it's like, that's like the biggest pablum of lies I've ever heard. That is absolutely just ridiculously tepid. Like, you're standing there next to the broken vase. What did you do, little girl? Did you knock the lamp off or break the vase off? No, I didn't do it. Yeah, you did. I watched you.
I love the part she goes, I don't even know how to body slam anybody.
I don't know how to body slam
while
anybody.
While proceeding to show her bodying into people. Like,
if y'all couldn't see it, I mean, hockey players should be able to check somebody against the boards as good as she did.
And I think she thought, you know, that she was talking about like a WrestleMania body slam. Wow. It's talking about actually slamming her body into other people.
Yeah, we're not doing a stone cold pile drive into the corner post.
Yeah.
But we are looking at someone who absolutely has zero respect for law enforcement who are doing their job, and she's a member of freaking Congress. And I want to know what congressional leadership is going to do about it. I mean, I'm serious. I want to know, what is congressional leadership going to do about this? Because for 4 years of the first Trump administration, it was all about Russia collusion and everything was bad and impeachments and all. And it was just like this biggest farce. And then January 6th and the, oh God, insurrection. And then the January 6th commission upends people's lives, drains their bank accounts, denies them due process. And we have hundreds of Americans who spent time in jail. And then you look at this whole thing with three sitting members of Congress who have no purpose in being there. Well, we have oversight. We have oversight over these things. That's not how oversight works. Oversight doesn't just show up and demand entree to a prison. That's not how this works. And by the way, any professional, which they are not, any professional would know that what you do is say, we have some concerns and we'd like to come over there and inspect your facilities. And DHS has already said, we would have let that happen. That's not a problem. So we toured the media through here the next day. But no, they didn't want to do that. They wanted a show. They show up with a group of protesters. They show up with the rabble-rouser Newark mayor, who is running for governor, by the way, of New Jersey. And they basically demand entree, and they make the scene. And then when the bus filled with detainees is trying to enter, that's a very dangerous time, by the way. You've got a prison bus filled with prisoners, and all of a sudden protesters won't get out of the way. When the gates open, they try to bum rush the gates. And next thing you know, you've got a member of Congress elbowing a law enforcement officer in the back of the head and screaming profanities in his ear because she won't go away. Listen. Better take me to a break while I go calm down. Should I have more caffeine? I don't know that I should.
Maybe just watch more video clips of.
Oh, that'll help. That'll help a lot. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. So maybe your superpower is bump music. That's JP. What do you?
Well, I didn't create these, but I did find them.
That one had a true 80s vibe attached to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, I was feeling the 80s arena rock on that one.
That was pretty good. I like that one.
I think the Bangles opened for that band. several text messages real quick. Tom with all the kids in Huntsville says, I'm reliably informed that no one is above the law. Yes. Thank you. I have heard that. Marshall from Dubai says, Phil, that lady in red who tried to storm the ICE location in New Jersey when she said, quote, this was caused by the Republicans. They put this in motion. He said, really? I didn't see anyone with the Trump administration importing hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of freeloaders for the past 4 years. So the Democrats have already done the fool around part. Now it's time for the find out part. Yep, I would agree. By the way, talk about two-tiered system of justice. Do you remember? It wasn't so long ago, it was Democrat Jamal Bowman. Remember him pulling the fire alarm?
I do.
I mean, the guy was like nothing but blustery rhetoric all about it. I'll tell you, pull the fire alarm.
Thought he'd get away with
it. What a chucklehead. Total chucklehead. Well, that's we're seeing this constantly. Now, listen, you know what is amazing to me is when something happens to a Republican, we get censured. They threaten impeachment. We got all the, you know, the reality that we're seeing constantly with Democrats is that they can do what they do and ain't nobody can question it until they're ready to accuse a Republican of it. And then it's like, well, that's good enough for the goose, good enough for the gander? No, just for the gander. Thank you very much. Townhall.com flat out says, no one is above the law. Thank you. That would be Tom with all the kids again. But Townhall.com says no one is above the law, but yet Democrats insist. Democrats then demand to be exempt from the consequences of their lawbreaking. Hypocrisy is not a strong enough word. These people are corrupt. They need to face the music. And I agree. I'm telling you, if congressional leadership does not take them to task, and by the way, DHS, bring charges. I think of the three Democrats. So you had, by the way, if you weren't familiar too, the Newark mayor who was there, Raz Baraka was arrested. He was arrested on the scene because he was trespassing and he refused to leave. And they finally had to put him in cuffs and take him out. So that's the mayor of Newark, Democrat, running for Democrat governor, by the way. But you had the mayor of Newark arrested. You had the three members of Congress who I think know that something is about to happen. And they don't know what to do. And they're trying to spin the story. They're trying to say, like the mayor of Newark, his response to an interview on CNN, because of course it's CNN, was, I didn't do anything wrong. Really? He said, I was in there for over an hour. Not a single person, not an officer from ICE, not any of the security guards. Nobody told me to leave that place. And yet, we have a video of a Homeland Security agent clearly marked on their vest telling Baraka to leave and noting that several prior warnings had already been issued. Oh, by the way, he'd been protesting out in front of the gates for the past week. So it wasn't like he was new on the scene. He knew the deal. He was there for the spectacle. And then you got, how about this one? Do I want her first or the other one? I'll do the other one first. What's her name? Representative Bonnie Watson-Coleman. Never trust a hyphenated name, JP.
Never.
Never trust the hyphenated name. Representative Bonnie Watson-Coleman claimed on Saturday that Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents were going to use manufactured body cam footage. It's not going to be real. They're going to use manufactured body cam footage on me. It's not going to be real. It's real. God almighty.
That's so funny to me.
That is so lame. Just please try harder.
That's like an old woman who doesn't know how AI works. It's like, they're going to AI generate a video of me body slam people. That's not how it works. Okay.
Here's an idea. Use AI to find a better excuse.
Yeah.
Dear Grok, please tell me what to do. I don't know what to lie. A lie that actually sounds more convincing would be more like, can Grok do that? I don't know.
Grok can do anything.
Stop it. You sound like you got a crush on Grok. All right. Then there's this one. Of those three Democrats, by the way, the mayor's already been arrested. He's already out on bond. He's doing his thing. He's making his CNN rounds. Representative Bonnie Watson-Coleman is an 80-year-old grandmother whose two sons did time for armed robbery. She's a mess. She's 80 years old. She does not appear to have been the person who was the most egregious in the moment, but she's still a problem. And then you had Menendez. He's a mess. But all he did was run around the outskirts looking like a girl in tight pants. And then you got the real one, LaMonica Iver, McIver. I say she needs to be arrested. And then congressional Republicans, you better do something. More on this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Meatloaf Monday. Wow. I don't know who took hour number one away, but it's already gone. But yeah, hour number two, Meatloaf Monday. And I'll say this too. It's an interesting time for y'all to be watching the news because it's listen. Think about where we've been over the last 4 years. The level of inactivity was epic. How many times a week did we hear the Biden administration had called a lid on the day? I'd never even heard the term before. We've called a lid on the day. What time is it? Well, it's 12:30. Okay. How come? Man needs a nap? What's happening? Well, the president's calling a lid on his day because he has presidential things to attend to. Well, that's called the job. That doesn't mean you call him lit on the day. What that basically was he was no longer capable of making decisions, doing things, or having appearances that at least expired some measure of confidence that he was competent and able to do the job. But with the Trump administration right now, and listen, so I will call balls and strikes, all right? I promise you, when I see him screw up, I'll say, I don't know why you did that. I am not seeing it right now. And what I am seeing, too, though, is an administration that is just wide open, brother. I mean, the throttle is pulled all the way back. They are running and gunning on a daily basis. It's so much so that things that would be news are overridden by things that are bigger news because bigger news is ongoing, too. It's like, did you know that Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, just issued an executive order or an order to the military academies, they will stop race-based admissions. That just happened this morning. It's barely even a headline. That should have been the headline for the day. It's not even cracking the top fold, if you will, because we're watching other things like China trade negotiations and release of hostages from Hamas. And I mean, just it's on and on and on. Going back to this thing I've been talking about, too, with the three members of Congress who don't deserve their office. And I understand that members of Congress are people, too. I understand that people make mistakes. I understand that people have passions and cares and concerns, and they put their pants on one leg at a time. I get it. You know what? There is no excuse for this. What happened the last several days? There is zero excuse for this. And I've got a piece here. Which one do I want? I'll tell you what, I'm going to do this one. This comes from the Worcester Police Patrol Officers Union. The police union has had it with this crap. Had it. And I'm going to read you part of their statement. But there's one other member of the elected community who was in that fray who we haven't really seen, but maybe the worst one of all from what we're reading here. And this is a District 5 city councilor in Newark named Itel Hoxhaj or something like that. Anyway, Itel Hoxhaj. The police union says this: such conduct cannot be tolerated or condoned because some protesters threatened our officers' safety and police had to make additional arrests. Of particular concern in this case was one of our elected policymakers, someone who has created this difficult task for the police, and that's the District 5 councilor, Itel Hoxhaj, incited aggression toward police during the incident. This counselor participated in the conduct of the unruly crowd and eventually assaulted Worcester police and federal law enforcement officers on the scene. Her behavior also emboldened others to act in this manner. The conduct of this anti-police activist counselor is deplorable and unacceptable. Regardless of political opinions or views, city officials should never condone the assault of an officer and flat-out disregard the point of violent opposition. The Worcester Police Patrol's union, Local 911, will not stand silently in the face of such outrageous conduct or allow the safety of our officers to be put at risk by any individual. Any official, particularly a sitting counselor, who acts such a manner is, in the opinions of those who ordered to keep the peace during such hostilities, unfit to serve. And her actions were not just egregious, they were physical interference as she attempted to use her official position several times to interfere with police on the scene. Listen, I hope there is some justice coming. I really do. Because that can't be a thing. That can't be a thing. You cannot have people say, don't you know who I am? You better get out of the way, little boy in your uniform. Show me your badge. I don't care. I mean, who does that? And oh, by the way, can I just go ahead and say, what did they think was happening inside the detention facility? Are they really of the belief that there was waterboarding or something going on in there? Are they really of the belief that no one was getting fed? We got to get in there and check and see. The place can hold up to 1,000 detention prisoners, and it only had 119. Not like it's overcrowded. Not like it's understaffed. Not like they're not getting fed. In fact, I will just tell you from my own experience, because we have an ICE jail here in my community that had a contract for many years. that the standards that ICE is required to go by under federal guidelines are so incredibly stringent that in some ways those guys are probably living a vacation. Three squares a day, calorie intake has to be accounted for, you know, special meals if they've got problems. They've got to have X amount of outside airspace and time in which to wander the you know, have exercise and all that. It's just on and on and on. It's like, oh my gosh. Do they get movie night too with popcorn? What happens? They get cuddles and therapy dogs? What happens? All I know is this. Those folks who did all that, they should pay the price. Because you and I would have. You and I, if we had done that stuff, you and I would be in jail right now trying to bond out. If you and I had done this stuff, they would have convened another January 6th commission and loved every second of it and doxed us forever and made sure we could not function in society. And yet they're going to do it and then go on CNN and talk about how, well, DHS started it. I don't care if DHS did start it. You walk away from it. There's that old rule. You get pulled over by a police officer. You don't think you were speeding. You sit there with the light on inside and your hands on the steering wheel where he can see them. And you say, yes, sir. That's what you do. Adam from Athens taking in. He says, I'm just waiting for either Kareem or Yellow Dog to attempt to defend these Democrat criminals. I don't think Kareem will. Yellow Dog will. Brian from Decatur says, why does it appear that congressional people can openly break the law, including felonies, and the only time something's to be done is it has to be determined by their peers in Congress? Why does not the local law enforcement or federal enforcement of that area make the deciding factor? I always hear what's going to happen to them by their congressional peers. They should not be involved. Yes and no. Two places there. Number one is they are not immediately out of office. They are still subject to the rules of ethics and the rules of decorum that govern the body in which they serve. So yes, they can still be disciplined or admonished by Congress, and they should be. And Congress should not go, well, we're going to let law enforcement handle it. And when law enforcement decides to bond them out and then set them for trial 2 years from now, and congressional leaders would look the other way? No, you deal with it. So I say both. But the other piece of this is, don't think for a second that law enforcement doesn't do something. I will say, even under the Biden administration, Senator Bob Menendez was so, by the way, that was his son. His son was one of the three Democrats at the ICE facility. But Senator Bob Menendez is now in jail along with his wife because he's the guy that found gold bars in his closet. Nuts.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree, I guess.
Apparently not. Apparently not. JT Lacey Springs says, Trump and tariffs. Trump has shown if you squeeze hard enough, everyone eventually squeals and cries uncle. We're seeing it right now. Jack from Huntsville sends me a meme. He said, it's been difficult at times since tariff times have kicked in, but my philosophy has been, and he's got the hands of the tattoos that say, hold fast. I agree. Stay calm. Carry on. David from Huntsville says the left are crying Trump can't use price controls to lower prices is so rich. And are they now free market capitalists? not likely. They're just no Trumpers. And then Mark from Tony, Alabama says, Phil, in your opinion, are we living in the generation of Jesus Christ's return since Israel is 77 years old? Maybe. I don't know the time or place. Scripture says I won't know the time or place. I heard my pastor say it, and I do agree, though, that the time or place seems to look a lot like this. But I don't know. All I know is I'm ready, and I hope you are. All right, let's take a break. We'll take the break right now. We'll come right back, and we're going to switch gears. I think it's time for a little adventures in Woke World. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.